Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Well, welcome and good evening. This is Angel. Hopefully you guys can hear me and you guys are doing well out there in the land of radio here in our first show of February. January came and went really quickly. I myself have not been on the radio much because I've had a lot going on. It was full of lots of action and activity and some flus and some other things that have wrestled through. So it's like the whole month of January was a boot camp to get ready for the year that's coming. So I don't know if you all felt that, but I sure did myself. And here we are, going to our first community talk radio, Spirit Talk Radio program for February. And our guest today is Matthew Derrickson, and I'm waiting for him to dial in. I'm looking, I don't see his number, so I'm hoping that we can get him on the radio soon so that he can engage with you. For those of you who are waiting to speak with him, so that we can get some engagement going. While we're waiting for him, I wanted to share with you some things that have come up for me as I've gone through things. And I've had some interesting experiences with individuals and with clients and, you know, with the community as I've gone through these last, I want to say, 5 weeks. And what I've noticed is that we're shifting, right? We're in a major shifting point right now. And in that shifting point comes the time when we all have to step back and decide what it is that we truly want and who it is that we truly are. And I'm finding for most people, it's given us cause to be frustrated. It's given us cause to be doubtful. It's even given us cause to be a little angry at politicians, at society, at leaders, at our neighbors, at everybody. That has in some way reflected to us something that we're frustrated with. And if anybody can relate to that with me, I want you to say amen, because I believe that this is a big piece of where we are today. I mean, look at what's happening around the world. Just look what's going on around us. You know, look at, what was it? The market crashed today. The society is in rebellion over the things that are going on. People are outing child molesters and abusers and power across all businesses. We are just in a state where we can't take anymore and we've had enough. Period. And one of the things that's important about taking your power back, my friend, is the ability to say enough or never again. As our Jewish brothers and sisters said, never again. I'm not going to take that anymore. In the movie, I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. And I'm finding that that's where we are today. And while waiting for Matt to call in, I'm going to take a caller and give you the opportunity to kind of talk about this, if this is where you're at and if there's anything that I can say or help or direct you to in this area. Who am I speaking to? You're on the air. Hello? Can you hear me? Are you there? No, maybe she doesn't want or he doesn't want to listen.
Hello?
Let me talk. Oh, there we go. I got you. You there? Hello?
Oh, yes. Hi. Thank you.
Hi. How are you? Who am I speaking to?
Hi. My name is Veronica. Nice to meet you, and thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Veronica. It's Angel. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Miss Angel. It's a pleasure. Thank you, Miss Angel.
So, I'm still waiting for our guest to dial in. So I'm just kind of entertaining what came to me as I was sitting here talking and commiserating over some things that that we're experiencing in the community and the things that people are talking to me with. I've been really busy myself, where I haven't been able to minister to my community of clients because I've been overrun with people wanting information around these things that are frustrating them. And is this the space that you're in?
A little. I think it had to do with the moons.
About the what?
I think it has to do something with the moons, the supermoon.
The supermoon, you know, the moons, I'm not an astrologer. I know that there's a lot of information and a lot to be said about, you know, how the moon can affect our energy and the power and the supermoon especially. And one of the things I notice about that is it kind of opens up stuff. So it's like if somebody opens the door to show you something and puts it in your face and it's something that awakens something and it's going to get a reaction from you, right? So it's possible that the supermoon has brought some things on. I've got a lot of friends that are in astrology, and they very much have a lot to say about the supermoon. But they usually say it's also an interesting time to make some things happen in your life, to kind of engage with the energies and the divine to create, whether it's an idea or a business or whatever it is that you want to create. So, personally, and I'm not a believer in things stopping you. You know, the only thing that can stop you is that which you let stop you. But I do get that people are frustrated and they feel
it's true.
Kind of shaken up by stuff that's going on. What was it that you called in for? You called in to listen to the guest that we were going to have tonight. What was it that you called in for?
Well, I did call in to listen, and also if it's okay to get a question answered.
Well, what was your question?
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Okay, so my question is, there's a white Caucasian man, just want to know, all this chaos is going on. What's on his mind? Like, what does he plan to make a change or let it still continue?
Chaos. Around, so what chaos are you speaking of? Chaos around what?
Some tenants.
Tenants that live in your home?
No, they don't live in my home. They live across me.
Okay.
They're the only... Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. So there's stuff going on across the street. There's some chaos going on across the street. And you want to know if the person that's engaging in it, you want to know what about... what he's doing.
Yes, ma'am. So I want to know if the owner is going to do something about it, because I've seen him over there lately a lot, even screaming at them.
Okay, what's the person's first name?
His first name is Robert.
Okay, cool. All right. Excuse me. So what I see with Robert is that Robert is trying to resolve some stuff, and it feels like it's like a kind of childish stuff that's difficult to really, you know, put your fingers on, because it's just not cool what he's doing. Let me see what this is saying. So it says here that he's not going to do something, but it's complicated. You know, he has got to go through a process. What you want to do is just make sure that you are not engaging in not engaging in it, not participating in it, just kind of stay out of it. He is doing something. It's going to take time for him to do something. You know, the law has to get involved. You know, the contract laws and all that sort of nonsense. He's got to get involved with. So, So, yes, your question is he doing something? Because he has been over there. So, yes, he is doing something. He just has to manage the process. The people that are there have been there for a while is what it looks like. And they know how to work the system and they know what their rights are. And there feels like there's somebody in there that's stirring the pot. And what needs to happen is there's one person that kind of needs to go away. And that's what I'm seeing. It looks like a female person that needs to kind of go away. And so that's the stickler, because that female person is not going to go away. And so he's kind of got his hands full. But you're being asked to just try to keep your energy neutral, because it's not about you. And you want to make sure that you don't get pulled into it. Just kind of, you look at it, send some loving energy in the direction, and try not to pull into it and be a, I don't know how to put it, a participant, I guess, is the best thing. Does that make sense?
Yes, I understand. The thing is that female going to still continue to do bad things?
Well, it's not about being a person that does bad things. So some people are the word, you know, as my daughter say, a drama queen. Some people, that's who they are. And it's not that she's doing bad things, it's that she stirs the pot. And so it's just who she is. And she will always do that. And in some ways, she doesn't know she's doing it. In other ways, she knows she's doing it. So, you know, it's just nothing that you can do. Because the only thing that's going to make it stop is if she goes away.
So is she going away? Are they going away anytime soon?
I'm not seeing that happening anytime soon. They have to go through a process, and the process would take time. So you're looking at months of legal types of things that have to be dealt with. Does that make sense?
So I want to ask you, everything that I tell the owner, does he tell them what I told him?
I don't know how to answer that question. What do you mean, everything that you've told him? You have conversations with him?
No, I complain to him about them.
Okay, so you're being asked to stay out of it.
Okay.
You're being asked to stay out of it so that there's no energy coming your way. Because it is really not about you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you have to find a way to not engage with it, lest the energy start focusing on you. So there are ways that you can get information. Like if there's something dangerous happening there, report it to the authorities so the authorities can do something. But he's got his property and he's got to deal with it. And these are his tenants and he has to deal with it. And there is some drama there, and there's somebody there stirring the pot. And if you get in it, now you're in it.
Yeah, so, that's true. We're not.
And so it's not, nobody is engaging with you. You're just kind of like saying, this happened, this happened, this happened. And you don't want any of her energy focused now at you. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Does that help? Does that help?
Hello? Yes,
no?
Ma'am. Hello.
So it's frustrating to watch things go on and to see stuff like this happen. I think one of the things that I like to share when I'm working with people is really simple. We all have our lessons that we are put here to go through, and we all have to walk through and learn our lessons and pay the price and pay the karmic debts that we have. And like, I have no idea as a regular person looking across the street at my neighbor what their debts are and what their path is and what their lessons are. So, you know, sometimes we have to let people live their stuff. And if something's going to happen, if somebody is standing in the street and a car is about to hit them, by all means, reach out to them and rescue them from the middle of the street. But if you're watching people having you know, their interactions and somebody and it has nothing to do with you, sometimes the right thing to do is to let them finish what they're doing, because our involvement may complicate it. And now whatever debt or whatever path they have to complete, we are now a part of it. And you may not want to take that on. You may have enough stuff you're trying to deal with on your own without taking on somebody else's karma. So if you're just caring about people, I understand, and you're looking at the situation that's happening across the street, be there for your friend. If you have a friend there that you know, be there, talk to them and you know, embrace them and be there. But if you're watching it and you just have an opinion, be very careful as you're communicating to this other party that as you communicate your opinion, you're now involving yourself in whatever's going on there. And every cord that you connect to yourself is a cord that's going to affect your life. So you got to ask yourself, am I a part of this situation? Or am I someone who's observing it? And then ask yourself, is this situation something that I need to get involved in? And if the answer is yes, then by all means, get involved.
Yep.
So if something illegal is happening there and you're being asked to provide information and being asked to give testimony and things like that, then absolutely, because you don't want people to be unsafe. But if it's just, you know, unpleasantness and gossipy and unpleasant behavior and things that are just unfortunate, because sometimes when people are involved, we're not nice people, then, you know, those are those people, those three people over there and their relationship, and they're trying to work it out, and you're on the outside looking in. Do you want to get involved in that? And that's what you got to ask yourself. And you can say yes. If the answer is yes, that's fine. But you got to know, when you take on somebody's karma, you may not know what's on the other side. You have no idea what that person drags in with that karma. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Miss?
Yes.
I do have a quick question. Sorry. I just quick question, please. The owner came at me 3 weeks ago about, and I stopped him because he had not talked to me for 11 months, and when he did, he automatically started telling me things about him, and I cut the conversation because I didn't want to know.
So
I think what I'm trying to tell you is he gonna do something to me because of this female and all these people gossiping? I'm not in it. I haven't done anything to them, that at all. Unless there's like a fire or something, of course I have to report it.
So I'm really concerned about how you're feeling about the situation, and I would really love the opportunity to kind of work with you if that's something that you're open to, because it's going to be difficult for us to kind of work through all this over the radio, because I'm just kind of parked waiting for the guests to come on, and we've talked for almost 10 minutes, and so it's only so much we're going to be able to do over the radio. But it sounds like you need some support around this subject. You're welcome to reach out to me. You know, I'm at the bellydancingmedium.com, or you can email me at angel@angelthacker.com. But, you know, this sounds really complicated. It feels like the best advice that I could give you is that clearing your process so that you don't have the attachment to these people, so that you can be nice and clear in your engagements with them and your engagements moving forward, because you have other stuff that you need to be focused on. Getting that cleared and getting that released is going to be your biggest ally. Because it doesn't matter what people say or do. They're just saying and doing stuff. There's nothing that anybody can do to you. And if you feel like you're in danger, then call the police and have the person dealt with if you feel like you're threatened. But if you're feeling like something else is happening, it's about kind of what I've been speaking to. Is like, what kind of, how, at what level are you going to involve yourself in this specific situation? Do you want to involve yourself in this specific situation, or do you want to kind of pull back and allow them to complete their process, because they got some nasty, icky stuff they're dealing with over there that has to do with them. Doesn't have anything to do with you, but as you engage with it, it can. So, you know, it's really great to get some answers, and I appreciate it, but this specific situation is what you got going on right now in your life. What you really, really could use is some focus on releasing and clearing and pressing out a lot of the stuff that's kind of sitting for you. around the, like, whether it's releasing cords, release the energy so that you can move forward. And if you can find the time and the energy to sit with someone and do that, I think you'll find it very beneficial so that you don't have any more distraction around this particular individual or anyone else who may be out there kind of doing their thing for you. But that's what I would suggest. I would love to help you with that. But if you have somebody else, whatever works for you. But that's something that I would really recommend.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm taking note of it. You're 100% right. Don't want the karma.
Well, you know, karma is great when it's good karma. But karma is not so great when it's the other thing. But my karma is my karma. And your karma is your karma. We want to be careful when we take on somebody else's stuff. We have enough stuff. We don't want somebody else's stuff. So when you go into a situation and you start engaging in other people's stuff, you got to remember that you're taking me on, you're taking on my stuff, and you have no idea what I'm bringing to the table. Not a single idea. So you want to be careful when you decide to be an advocate for someone. If you haven't cleared away your stuff and put yourself in a situation where you and your spiritual posse have cleared everything and made it possible for you to plug in without destroying or bringing anything to you that's going to make it, you know, kind of negative for you. But that's what I have for you on that. I encourage you to reach out to me if you like more work on that. But, you know, the whole purpose of getting down to the soul path, as Matthew does and as I do, is really digging in and releasing that stuff so that you can move forward in your life without running into the walls and allowing other people to shift you and throw you off your game. Because that's all that happens, is they shift you and throw you off your game, and that's not something that God or any supportive energy out there wants for you. This is about you and the power that you have and what it is that you bring and how you can be prosperous and abundant in your life. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
All righty. I'm going to put you on hold. And again, reach out to me. You guys can reach me. I have moved my website. You know, it's still there at bellydancingmedium.com. But if you go on my primary website, which is my name, which is easy to find. People are like, we have a hard time spelling your name. I'm a horrible speller, so I can relate to Belly Dancing Medium and Soldier News. So my name is Angel Thacker. Just go to angelthacker.com, and you'll find me there. I do all of my work there, which includes my spiritual business consulting and my intuitive life coaching. And this is work that's really important to me because I feel like we get caught up a lot in the things that distract us and the things that keep us from attaining our goals and the things that create for us opportunity. And it's time for us to wake up, guys. It's time for us to open our eyes and open our hearts and open our souls to what it is that we've been put here to do. And when you do that, you will be surprised how quickly things move forward for you. And what somebody else has in mind for you, if it's negative, it means nothing, because it's just what that guy over there thinks. It has nothing to do with what your purpose is. The goal here is to no longer focus on that guy over there and to focus on what your purpose is, so that you can move forward in the purpose that the divine great spirit has in mind for you. And when you do that, the door is open, the opportunity is there, and you get everything you need to accomplish your goal. And it sounds easy, my friends, but it does happen. So I'm going to continue with the show. I just got a note. Thank you for calling, Veronica, by the way. And I hope to hear from you. Reach out to me if you need anything more. God bless you.
Thank you.
So it seems like Matthew has had a schedule conflict and he can't make it today. He says he's really tired and he's apologizing. So we're going to have to reschedule him sometime during the month so you guys can hear him. So I'm going to continue for a little bit here on this subject, since this is it happens the way it's supposed to happen, because that's the way it happens. I'm Angel. I'm the belly dancing medium. I'm also your big dream coach. My desire is that you accomplish your dreams. And the only way that you can accomplish what you wish and what you desire is when you accept that you can. And the frustrations that we face and the blocks and the things that get in the way are just blocks and things that get in the way, and they don't mean anything. I want to say hello to who's next on the call. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is T.
Hello, T. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing really well. Thank you for letting me know that you were on radio, and thank you for asking how I'm doing. What can I do for you this evening?
Okay. I'm just calling because I just got out of a relationship, and I wanted to know if this relationship was genuine and if the person was as truthful as they say they were.
So you just got out of a relationship?
Yeah.
You said?
And I'm not sure if it's done for good.
Got it.
But it's a couple of hours ago.
Oh, so this just happened. Okay, got it. What's the first name of the individual that you the individual in question?
Anthony.
And you want to know if it's completed? If this is done, is that what you want to know?
Yeah. And if he was, like, truthful, because I gave him a lot of access to my things, and I just wanted to know if he was truthful while in a relationship.
Well, it doesn't feel like it was, what is that you're trying to say? So what I'm getting is that it's not that he was not truthful. It's that you guys, it's like there was this the relationship agreement was different. You know, it's like your relationship evolved. It started one level, then moved to the next level, then moved to the next level. This is from his perspective. So there are times when, you know, you felt you were in one state and he felt you were in a different state. And so he was being truthful based on his interpretation of what the relationship was, and he was being truthful about his feelings for you. What I'm not seeing is that there was like absolute clarity on both sides. The only moment that it became when it was over, like, oh, I see, I didn't realize that that's what it was. So you know, what you wanted was so much more than he was able to give. That's the biggest, the biggest message. Just not able to give at that level.
Yeah, it was a lot of fights about money. I had this insecurity, but it's like I could never seem to trust him, and I wanted to know if that was just me and my insecurity or if that was intuition.
I'm not seeing that there was any reason for you to not trust him, but I'm also not seeing that he was all in. So, you know, there's like, you're in a relationship, but it's like not an exclusive, like we're going to be together for the rest of our lives to the end of time, that till death do us part. There's that relationship. So he wasn't in that relationship. Okay. So when you're in that relationship, if an opportunity, a different opportunity presents itself, then, and it's a better opportunity because this one's kind of, I have to work too hard. I'm not saying I wouldn't go over there, but right now I'm not. So it's like, that's what you were feeling. It was like the possibility that something else could come by and take him and take him in that direction. So it's not like he was doing anything, but it's not like he wouldn't if he had an opportunity. And that's what you were feeling. And because you were feeling.
Because I'm like, yeah, because he had possession of my car and in my house. And I just wanted to, like, I just always made sure, like, if he wasn't bringing nobody in my house or if he wasn't you know, going anywhere that he wasn't supposed to in my car, bringing anybody in my car. I don't know. It's just something, you know, just growing up that you saw, you know, on TV and stuff like that. So I always felt like I had to, you know, keep tabs with him. And I was just seeing if he was truthful, if it was just me, and if it is, I would need to, you know, get some counseling or something.
No, you're very intuitive, and when you're intuitive, you feel people's stuff. And so when you talk about relationships, because you do have a trust thing, you've been betrayed on more than one occasion, and you've got this thing where you just kind of, the poor guy comes into the relationship having to prove that he can be trusted.
Yeah.
And with,
so he's
everybody, that's who you are, is like, okay, you better show me I can trust you. And they're like, and they have to try to live up to that.
Yeah.
So counseling is an option. You know, counseling works for a lot of people. You could sit down, do some mindfulness work and work with a practitioner, work with a healer, work with the acupuncturist, mm-hmm. work with someone who can help you release the lack of value you have. Because that's what it is.
It was just so over the top. Like, I don't know, maybe because I didn't feel like he was bringing anything to it, but I just always, you know, had to make sure he wasn't. And I think that aggravated him a lot, because I always would call every, like, 10 minutes or 15 minutes, because he wasn't working, and he's a little younger than me. So I was just making sure, like, please don't bring nobody in my house, or please don't bring nobody in the car. And I think that was, like, a big thing in a relationship.
Yeah. But, you know, someone said, I'm trying to remember where I heard this, because it might have been a movie, but where the woman was so concerned and so accusatory that the fella she was with said, you're going to keep accusing me of doing this, so one of these days I'm going to do it, because
that's what he would say all the time. But I'm glad to see that he really was honest. I feel like I may need to have more time to myself to work on these issues. But we had our conversation today, and I think he gets that. Like, I really didn't want to be in a relationship. He wanted the relationship right now, and I knew I needed time. But during the whole, you know, during the duration of us getting back again together again, you know, I never trusted him, and I always felt like he would bring somebody in my house or in my car.
Well, what you need to do, T, is you really need to take the time to look in yourself and deal with your inner demons, as we say, around
mm-hmm.
around trust
value.
Yeah?
Well, but check this out. So today I went to his house because we got into an argument, and I didn't speak to him all after, you know, we went to church. And I went to his room, and I saw a jacket, and I asked whose jacket, and it looked like a female's jacket. And he said it was his brother's, and then he said it was his cousin. So he does a lot of that. So I'm like, what was really the truth? But that led me to saying, like, hey, I think, you know, we both came to a mutual agreement, but he used that as being one of the reasons. But I think that it was a validated reason if you change the, you know, the story like that.
So that's valid. What I'm getting is, like I said, for him, it's not so much as a cheating thing as it is a different interpretation. And I keep hearing that. There's his interpretation of what the relationship is at the level that you are, and your interpretation of what the relationship. But there's also, I don't want to say it's this person's jacket because she's not going to believe me, so I got to give her something that she's going to believe, and then when you lie, you got to remember the lie you lied. So it's just a sick of messy.
And that's what he said. He said that he would have to say.
So if he has a friend and her name is Janice, and it's just a friend, and like, who's this? It's Janice. And he has to prove he's says, oh, and that's my cousin Bob. And then he doesn't have a cousin Bob. So he's like, then he's talking about it again. And my friend Dave, oh, I thought it was your cousin Bob. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you guys are there. And it's just, he doesn't, he's not good at that. So it's just not cool. So the thing that, the biggest thing for you, you know, having confidence at the level that you are the most powerful and the most amazing and the most sexually beautiful, sensual, you're the thing everybody wants, to have that kind of wonderful, explosive love of yourself, that you bring value to the table, that nobody's going to cheat on you, because if they do, they're going to lose you, and you don't want to lose it, so you better not cheat on it. And if you cheat on me, I'm gone. When you reach a point where you feel that way about yourself, you won't be bothered with a thing like this, because he's not going to take anybody to your house. Eventually, you're going to find out about it. If you find out about it, then he's going to lose you. And so what you need to do is release the blocks and the focuses that you have that keep you from accepting what you're worthy of in a relationship. You have value. Anybody engaged with you is blessed to be in your presence. That's where you that's where you need to be.
And I try to think like that. And it, I don't know, maybe I just undermined him because he was younger than me and I was bringing so much more to the table, not saying that that meant anything. But, you know, sometimes, you know, when it starts to become one-sided, you start saying, like, you know, you just start to reevaluate things. And I don't know, I always thought he would try to get over. I don't know why this it would come up, but I it's definitely the trust thing. And I feel like, you know, me being alone was the best decision for me. But I just want to make sure, because we do a lot of, this is like our 10th breakup. So I wanted to make sure this was like the last.
Hold up. I'm going to say this to you. All the stuff that you're communicating is all well and good. And all relationships that are not abusive are great relationships, because it teaches you how to be in a relationship. You know, because every relationship that you're in is a great relationship that's preparing you for the love of your life, because not everybody you're involved with is your life. So, you know, hey. But at the end of the day, you go into a relationship clean and without expectation other than this is going to be a great experience. Don't prejudge. Just like, don't bring anything to it and create a story about anything other than what this relationship is, and you'll find that you'll be closer to creating that really great relationship. Because the fact that he's younger than you, you can be a cougar, it's cool. My husband's younger than me, it's okay. He's younger than you, that's cool. You can make more money than he does, that's cool too. There's no, society doesn't judge that anymore. He can be in your car, because if that's what you want to do, that's cool too. But if you do all that and then bring a story about how this could be negative, he could feel this way, and you haven't talked to him about it, you're now bringing energy, and you can create energy with energy. Think about doing a relationship. We're connected. We are engaging in our chakras. We've got the sensual energy. We can create so much power in our connection. And you're taking that power and turning it into this negativity, which creates negativity in the relationship. That, so that's the purpose of what releasing.
So pretty much, I was pretty much sabotaging the relationship for the most part, because I'm like,
well, I don't want you to own everything, so I don't want you to walk away saying, like, Angel talked to me and she told me I did everything wrong and I'm a bad person. It's not that you necessarily are self-sabotaging the relationship. What I'm encouraging you to
Angel,
yeah, that's me.
Okay, I sometimes call the show and it'll be different people on here. But remember, it's T.
I know T.
I
know who you
are. Actually, we spoke about this guy, and I remember we spoke about him, and you said it was supposed to lead to like, we broke up in the summer, and he's like, it's supposed to lead to like marriage or something. He came back extremely serious, and he said he had a dream that we got married and whatnot, and he came back extremely serious. But this time, I was not ready because of how we broke up the last time.
Because you brought stuff
so
to
I kind of. Yeah, because I actually moved back into my place because I was moving out and I didn't know where I was going. I actually moved back into my place and I, like, every, like, he just rushed, he wanted to rush into a relationship, but I just wanted more. Like, I wanted the guy to have as much as, you know, bring as much as I did to the table. And it just felt like I was overcompensating a lot in this situation where it was kind of, being, it was like a burden or having like an extra child.
So, and we've been on for a while, so I'm going to have to, you know, if you're interested in reaching out to me or anyone that can work with you, it's kind of similar to the last caller. When I work with people around this sort of stuff, you know, I tell people, so look, it's just, what is it that you need to really focus on clearing? Because it's about the clearing to get your soul back on purpose. And the soul purpose, you can have your career soul purpose, you can have your life soul purpose, you can have your love soul purpose, and you're trying to focus on love. And so you called this guy back to you and you recreated it and you brought him back to you, and then you had all these rules. Are you cheating? Are you doing this? This is what I want. I don't want to be in a relationship anymore. I thought I wanted to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
And it got confusing. And so the first thing you need to suss out is, do you want to be in a relationship? And to do that, you got to clear all that junk so that you can be in a relationship. Because you called him back to you, and he came ready. He's like, I'm going to call him back. We're going to get married. And he had a dream. We're going to get married. He came running back. It was all confusing because you're like, welcome back. I don't want to be in a relationship. So it's just like.
Yeah, I felt bad. Like and it was just like, I couldn't believe how quick he came. Like, he was so serious, and I just. I'm not in that place right anymore.
But you created that. You did the work and you created that. You're like, I want him back and I want it to be like this. You threw it out there. Do you see how easy it is to manifest if you focus? But then you get what you ask for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you focus, brought him back, and you looked at it when you had it like, I don't think I want this right now. And so as a result, you pushed it away by creating a space that was uncomfortable and that was not interesting and that was just challenging, and it's just nobody was really happy in the relationship because it was too hard. Relationships really, they're not supposed to be that hard. Your relationship is your sanctuary life. You go out to the world and work and do all that crazy stuff we do to survive. You come back home to your relationship and it's supposed to comfort you. It's supposed to support you. So it's not supposed to be that hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
So space hard, then we start going, is this the right relationship? But for you, again, looking at the areas of your soul, the areas of your life where you're talking about your worthiness to have a great, romantic, wonderful, treat me like a princess relationship, the value that you bring to the table where you can be loved for who you are and that you're deserving of it, and that it is okay for you to have expectations and what this person gives back, that what they reciprocate to you, that you deserve that. When you get to the point where you clear that, you're going to be ready for a relationship, but that's the work you got to do. Until you do that, this is what your relationship is going to look like. And so that's what the answer is for you to look at. Like, you know, you have the ability, you can pull this guy back to you, guys can go your separate ways, and in a month bring him back, but what's going to change? And nothing has changed right now, so it'll be exactly the way it was. Right? And you don't want to spend your life wondering if he's across the street at the 7-Eleven, what's he doing at 7-Eleven? Who's he talking to? Who's that person sitting in my car? You don't want who wants to live like that? That's just like a lifetime television for movie thing. Nobody wants to live like that.
And that's what he was saying. He was saying it.
But you kind of created that, so that's the work to do. And, you know, the chakras, this is all lower chakra work. This is the root chakra, a little bit of heart chakra, you know, the chakras in the lower segments, and, you know, doing the work to clear that stuff, some cords that you got to cut to some bad relationships to release the the crap that has come with you through this life and previous lives around horrifying, painful, abusive, and unpleasant relationships that have given you cause just not trust. And it really, that's what it comes
to. Well, this one was kind of abusive too, like, but it's every time I would try to leave, but it was still like, you know, you shouldn't put your hands on me, and that's what really made me want to go.
Yeah, well, nobody deserves to hit. Nobody deserves to be hit, so that's not, we don't want any kind of, definitely you do not want to have that happen, so don't allow anybody to hit you. It's not a good thing. You deserve so much better than that, so promise me that you're not going to let that happen. Promise me.
I promise.
Okay. So I would love to hear from you. I really would. I think that we got some good insights today, and really beautiful insights. And being that it is February, which is the month of love, there's a couple of things that I have. So I am preparing to launch a love manifestation workshop, and it's going to be an online workshop where there's going to be some activities. And this love manifestation workshop is going to include some mantras and some activities all about creating a space for A, bringing in a new love, B, creating more passion and excitement in the love that you have, or C, creating commitment in the love that you have. That's the purpose of it. And the whole being of this particular process is to create ultimate abundant love in your life, because I believe everybody deserves this. And a lot of the work I've done for my clients around this, my very first client in this process was myself. And I created created the dream relationship. We've been together 18 years, and I could not wish for a better partner in my life. And the things that I have learned about creating, manifesting a powerful relationship, and maintaining a powerfully passionate relationship. People giggle and think we just started dating last week to this day.
Oh, really?
I want to help other people understand that this is the promise that you should have, and it's possible for all of us. And I'm going to be launching this week, and that's one of the reasons why it's been so hard for me for people to catch me, as I've been kind of juggling and evolving my process. And so this will be releasing this weekend, just in time for Valentine's Day. So for those of you who are interested in it, please go to my website. It's easy to find. You can go to any of my, I got a million websites and Facebook pages. So the primary way to reach me is angelthacker.com. That's the easiest way to reach me. You will see it there, and you'll find me on Facebook as well. Or you can follow the links that are on this show. But what you're going to do is we're going to clear the chakras. We're going to set intent. We're going to do daily activities to get your mindset where it needs to be. We're going to get clarity around what you're looking for to great detail, from the physical to the mental to the process of their life path. And then we're going to set some goals around what we're going to do every day. And then we're going to put a plan together, and we're going to ignite it and wait for it. Cast the pole out into the water and wait for it, or her to come in. And that's my goal and my desire for everyone. Does that sound like something that would be helpful for you?
Yes.
Yeah. So write me. Well, you're already on my, are you on my mailing list?
Yeah, I am.
If you're on my mailing list, you'll get the notification when it comes out. But I encourage you, if you can, to participate in it, because the primary exercise and activity combination in this package is going to be releasing the negativity and releasing the thought process and the mindsets that have stopped us from allowing a great relationship to come in. And part of that process has to do with past, releasing the past, so that something new can come in. Sometimes we can't see Prince Charming because we're too busy judging him based on what that other guy did. But when the guy comes the other guy, we run to him because we just, all we know is that guy over there. And so what I would do is shift that, because you can have anything you want. I'm going to say that again. You can have anything you want, everyone. Everything you want, you can have. And that doesn't just mean job and money, because we tend to focus on that a lot.
Exactly.
There are people they're listening right now, and you know, I know that Matthew was supposed to be here. I was not prepared to, like, I'm not in a space where I can, and I apologize, where I can just do reading after reading after reading. It takes energy, and I have to prepare for it. So I didn't take a lot of callers, but I'm giving a message that I'm told it's for everyone. So hopefully you're getting something out of this. But please, it's not just about the money and the job. That applies to everything, which includes love. You can have everything you want, including that perfect relationship. And what's so beautiful about February is that we've created this energy around love. It's Valentine's Day. And for some people, it's like, oh, it's just a holiday that was invented by Hallmark. And that is very true. It is a holiday invented by an institution that wanted to make money by causing us to run out and buy cards, chocolate, and diamonds to engage in commerce. However, it's also a holiday that was created that infuses the entire society across the planet in the energy of love. You couldn't pay for that. Everyone's about love.
Yeah.
The colors out there, pink and red, it's all about connecting with the person you love and showing them that you love them. And so all of us are genuinely involved in this energy, and there's no better time to manifest other than when we've got this energy flowing. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to take advantage of this wonderful energy, and we're going to create love, because you're deserving of it. Every single one of you are deserving of it. So anyone out there who is interested in it, you know, come to my website, angeldoctor.com, add your name to my mailing list. You can go there. And as always, you can go to my website, Soul Journey Medium, and send me a text. It's time to wake up, and I'll send you a one-card angel reading for free. That's something I do every time I'm on the radio. Once again, that is souljourneymedium.com, and text "It's Time to Wake Up," and you'll get a one-card reading for free. My gift to you, especially those of you who are waiting, I'm going to put you back on hold, T. Reach out to me if you can, and I look forward to, if you can, join the course. I would really encourage you to do it. I would really love to see you release the stuff that you've got going on so that you can break through and really bring a relationship to you that you deserve, because you really do deserve to bring somebody to you that's going to bring you everything in the world that you desire.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
All right.
So that was a really cool call, and I thank T for calling. I thank Veronica for calling, and I thank all of you, because you were expecting someone else. And I will get Matthew on here. Like I said, he had a schedule conflict and was unable to get on, and so I just taking you through what Spirit brought me to deliver around making sure we are all understanding that we are worthy, because you are. There is nothing in this world more important to me than you having access to the knowledge of what's possible for you. And we get caught up in the distractions of the things that are reminding us of what we can't have. Every day, there is somebody that tells you what you can't have and what you can't do. Don't go over here. You're not allowed in here. Don't do this. Don't do that. Every day, whether it's legal things, whether it's membership things, whether it's friends saying, oh, not today, we always are told every day about the things we cannot have. Nobody ever tells us what we can have, because the Divine Spirit told you what you can have when you got here. And His assumption is, or her assumption is, depending upon your process, that you remember that, and that it doesn't have to be told to you anymore. the reality is you can have anything that you desire. You just have to ask and accept that it's yours. And that, my friends, is the hardest part, the acceptance. Because I could sit here, I want $1 million. We can all say it together. 1, 2, 3. I want $1 million, right? And then it's like, where's the guy with $1 million? Because now we have to accept that we're deserving of $1 million. Because I could say, I want $1 million. And then in my head, I got all this stuff going on. Oh, you know, I'm not doing anything for $1 million. I don't know anything. I don't have the skills for it. I'm not as talented as that guy over there. I don't know how to do that. And so because we have all that noise going on in the background, we're not going to get $1 million, right? What I want you to know is there are ways that your systems are ready to be programmed to help quiet that noise down. You have access to systems and to individuals and to energies in your process, your spirit posse, your higher self, your energy centers. You have access to all the tools that you need to help you release the things that are causing you to believe that you cannot. And through release of the past, the voices, the people, the things that have happened to you, by releasing all that gobbledygook, that will help you open your eyes and wake up and see what it is that the world has to offer you. If there's anything that I would love to leave as my legacy on this planet, is that I helped any number of people see that and cross over to the other side of the lake, which was the side of their dreams, and I want to help you with that. My name is Angel Thacker. I am the belly dancing medium. I'm also the soul journey medium. And I want to help you achieve what your life dreams are. You can find me at bellydancingmedium.com. You can also find me at angelthacker.com. I invite you to text me. It's time to wake up at bellydancingmedium.com, and I will send you a one card reading for free that will give you some insights to what you got going on in your life. Be prepared to create your dreams in 2018, because that's what 2018 is about. It's about the opening and creation of your dreams. Do not be distracted by what looks like chaos, because before the door opens, it's got to shake up. It is just the shaking before the door opens. It is going to be an amazing year, and you can come with it. Don't be afraid, my friends. Don't be afraid. Accept the challenge and stand up and create for yourself the life of your dreams by accepting you are worthy of everything you desire in love, in friendship, in finance, in career, in happiness. What are you looking for? What do you want? What do you desire? And let's make it happen. I thank you for tuning in. I hope that this message gives you what you want. And I'm going to leave you with a message of hope, a message of joy, and to remember that you can create whatever you wish. All you have to do is wake up. Let's have a little fun.